Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com to get started.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, sponsored by Wingstop. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Some chicken sandwiches around here. We are coming back. Kill the music, Rico. We coming back. We got more Johnny. Johnny, I got a question for you. Johnny Mitchell, former first-round draft pick, one of the greatest tight ends ever, put the pads on at the University of Nebraska, arguably the best. Let me ask you, when you watch football, Nebraska football, do we physically look the part?
Okay. Absolutely we look the part. In some areas, I feel we're weak and we're losing because interiorly speaking, offensively and defensively. See, if I was the head coach, I would take some of those tight ends and kind of beat them up there a little bit quicker. I find the offensive line just too slow. They're not sustaining enough time, or they're just not being taught how to. Listen, I used to tell my offensive line, listen, get ran over, but at least give the quarterback a couple of seconds. Let him run straight over you if you can't block him, because some men, all men wasn't created equal. Some men just, you got dogs over there. Imagine a Dominican suit. He's just going to run over you, but at least you can hold up long enough and then just let him run over you. Take it for the team. So I feel like we're missing a dog at receiver. Now, you got the quarterback, but I think the scheme, to me, should be more. Listen, you got one of the better high school coaches in Nebraska that runs a quad style. See, I can look at your playbook, and I can run the same play out of many formations. So I believe they should run, you know, out of the twins when you got the spread, you got the trips. You got the quad. That's a package together. You should be running quads, putting your best playmaker in a bunch formation and throwing him the ball. And when they don't bring two or three guys over there to cover the four, most of the time they only slide over two guys or three. You throw it out there and just let them. It's like a pop screen. So I don't see that the playmaker, the backs are getting the ball enough out the backfield. It looks like the Grant and the running back, you have two good running backs. But at receiver, I think we're lacking some speed. I believe that. But the problem with Nebraska right now is interior, offensively and defensively, to answer your question.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, we were technique wizards is what I like to call us. You know, we were guys that they drummed technique back in the day. Is technique missing when you look at the missed tackles, you know, the bad angles, the bad gaps, no good run fits? What do you attest that to?
First of all, I don't see enough on the defense going after the football. There's something called a peanut punch. You know, when one guy got him, you know he's there. There should be the second and third guy. The way I teach it, the second and third guy coming in punch and rip. You see it more in the NFL, but you got to remember, it's like the hundred monkey effect, you know, where the one monkey took the potato and he put the salt water on it and he started making salting up his potato. And then on an island, maybe 100 miles away, the other one started doing it. I think these are some of the things you teach in practice, that the technique, if you can't get there, Bill Belichick, he never had the greatest talent. I mean, he had talent, don't get me wrong, but he never had like some teams are just double stacked, like Buffalo. They just double stacked with a lot of talent right now. But you got to coach a lot of it in. That's why you get paid the big bucks, to make sure that wherever the lacking, the techniques are lacking, you got to make up for it. Say, look, you're not going to make that tackle, but you got to at least not lose your ground and hold up. Make sure you extend and lock the right arm so that back can cut underneath and the next guy makes the tackle. I don't see unity. I don't see communication on the defense, and I damn sure don't see the desire to want to hawk tackle, hawk roll, strike zone, compression tackling. I told you, I mastered tackle. You said, man, Johnny, you played offense. But guess what? I was privileged to be around a lot of great rugby players international. So I learned and watched them naturally tackle. I'm like, man, how do you do that? Well, coach, what you do is you look at the hip, always the hip to your side. So if you see a guy running with the ball, if he slows down, you edge in, you slow down. It's like a cheater. A cheater, when it goes on the attack and the gazelle looks like it's running fast and then it stops, the cheater is still getting in the striking distance and he stops. Then the cheater starts and he goes in. That I don't see that. I see guys running wide open, not breaking down as if they didn't stretch. Their hips is all tight. They should be able to do certain type of the strength and conditioning coach should work their hips a lot. I see a lot of stiffness in the lower part, and I don't see enough aiming towards the hip that is pointed towards you. So if you're running, I'm not going to tackle you up top because you're going to get Derrick Henry, King Henry style. Good coordination every day as part of your training regimen, because that's on the field play.
Okay, so you talk
to, what I'm seeing is that if you're not practicing it, the kids won't know. You can only do what you know. I always say, see, people listen to me. They may laugh, but you know what? I got a PhD in coaching, and I'm going to tell you why. See, it ain't what a man say. Feel what I'm about to tell you. Listen to the vibration. It's one of the natural laws. It's the third natural law, because all is mind. And if I tell you something, you better believe it. Because when you guys speak, I listen. And I know you have passion for Nebraska football and you're trying to find an answer. You just tell Trev Alberts, you better get someone in there that's going to love football, that ain't fool when it comes to football. Because you don't want an Urban Meyer with a lot of baggage. He's running up behind them young girls on campus. You don't want that. You don't want these type of men in there that is full. All they looking for is a big payday for their great-great-grandkids to get paid. You don't want to bring that problem in there, Trev. You want a coach like Mickey Joseph. And let me go back and tell you about Coach Mickey Joseph.
Okay, but wait. Hold that thought, Johnny. I gotta pay a couple bills. Hold that thought.
We're talking Mickey Joseph ahead.
When we come back off return, talking to Johnny Mitchell. Mickey Joseph, we'll be right back. Wingstop.